The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Never know where you might meet the love of your life. Could be the grocery store. Could be a farmer's market.
Farmer's market.
I hear there's lots of loves of lives at farmer's markets walking around.
Really?
Could be a funeral home.
Wow. Yeah.
Could be a retirement home.
Nice, Grandma.
And that's where Bruce, who's on the phone today for a first date follow-up, met the girl that he went on a date with, and now she's not calling him back. So Bruce is obviously into older ladies. What's up, Bruce? How are you?
Oh, what an intro. Thank you so much for taking my call. I hate to break it to you. I was at the retirement home visiting my grandma. I love my grandma.
I don't care what your reasons were for being at the retirement home. I'm not judging that. I'm not even judging you for asking out older ladies at the retirement home. Everybody's got their thing that they're into, so tell us about...
Yeah, it's a great place for scouting.
Yeah, tell us about the woman you went out on a date with. What's her name? What's her age?
Ethel. She's 80.
Her name's Nadine. She's 26. She actually works at the retirement home.
Oh.
My grandma...
That's a relief.
...has been trying to set us up for months now. Like, she works with my grandma, like, pretty often. I see her when I visit my grandma.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
How long has it been since your date?
Maybe like a week, a little over a week ago.
How many times have you tried to reach out to her in that week and a half?
I've called like maybe twice, but I have sent her more texts than I'd care to admit out loud right now.
You know what you should have done? You should have asked your grandma to get a hold of her.
I did, but my grandma said she didn't say anything about the date, so that's even weirder.
That's kind of worse, too.
Okay.
So that is a lot of reaching out to her, and she didn't respond at all?
No.
What'd you guys do?
So there's this really cool restaurant right near the retirement home, and I sometimes take my grandma there, and I thought it was pretty cool, and like, I don't know, they know me there, and obviously I wasn't there with my grandma, so they knew I was like on a date, and like, I feel like she just didn't like it because it was close there and I took my grandma there. Like, she felt like I didn't like take it seriously or something. Like, that's how I feel, like,
right,
the vibe I'm getting, why she's not calling me back or whatever.
As long as it wasn't a place like a Denny's, you know, where I could see grandma's liking to go.
Yeah.
Was it a diner?
Over Miami. Was it a diner or was it like a really cool restaurant?
Grandma's more of an IHOP lady, but this was just more of like a, I don't want to say like low key, but it's just a nice little Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I don't think that going to a restaurant close to where she works would be a problem.
No.
I don't know. I had a good time and I thought it went well. Like, when I asked her for her number, she seemed really into it. I thought we had a good date, but then just complete no calls, no texts afterwards. I'm like, I don't know what I could have said or done for such a, I don't know, extreme like reaction. Cause it's like, now I'm like even afraid to go visit my grandma cause there might be this awkward tension.
Okay. Well, how did the date end? Did you get a kiss, a hug?
It was a hug, but, like, you know, it was more of, like, a lunch date sort of thing. It didn't have that, I don't know, it wasn't, like, in the evening where I feel like that sort of ending happens. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that.
All right, and when you guys parted ways, did you, you know, make plans to go out again in the future? You know how that happens. Like, yeah, that was a really fun time. I enjoyed myself so much. So did I. Would you like to go out again soon? Yes, I would. Goodbye.
Yeah, I kind of made some sort of mention as, like, you know, we hugged and went our separate ways, and she said, yeah, that'd be great, or something along those lines.
That's exactly what I said.
That is the exact same.
Okay. All right, well, we'll try to figure it out for you, because, I mean, everything you're telling us, like, you're sure not leaving anything out important in the story, because it sounds,
always do,
you know, pretty normal, and sometimes we'll call someone, and they're like, oh, yeah, they burned the whole restaurant down, you should have told us that.
No, I really can't. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I just feel like she was just polite and, like, going on the date with you to begin with. Like, maybe she just doesn't like you and she just did it to, like, get it over with.
Yeah.
You know?
Or
like,
and maybe to please the grandma as well.
I mean, that could be it, but I'd rather she had just said no then. I don't know.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure it out with your first date follow-up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
It's a Jubal Show. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Bruce is on the phone. And Bruce met the girl who's not calling him back at a retirement home. And no, she's not one of the retirees who lives there. She actually works there. His grandma lives at the retirement home. So he asked her out and they went out to an Italian restaurant down the street. He says everything went fine. And now she's ghosted him for over a week and a half, and he has no idea why, so we're going to call her and try to figure it out. You really can't think of anything, Bruce.
I really can't. I've been replaying the situation over and over again in my head, and I thought it even ended well. Like, I'm really just confused about the whole thing.
Okay. I'm going to call her right now and see if we can figure it out for you, all right? You ready?
Awesome. I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Nadine, please?
This is Nadine.
Nadine, how are you? My name is Jubal Fresh from The Jubal Show.
Mine's Alex Fresh from The Jubal Show.
Mine's English Evan from The Jubal Show.
And this is, if you haven't figured that out by now, The Jubal Show.
Okay, I'm sorry, who? I'm a little confused.
The Jubal Show.
So, like, why are you guys calling me?
Well, The Jubal Show is a radio show. And we do a thing on the show where we, if you go out on a date with someone and then don't call them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask you what happened and why you're not getting back to them. It's called a first date follow-up.
Oh, boy. Can we go back to politics? I think I'd rather talk politics.
Yeah. Well, so you went on a date with someone that does listen to our show and they emailed us, so... You have any guess on who it would be?
I have my suspicions, but I'm going to, instead of opening mouth and inserting foot, I'm going to let you guys tell me what's going on.
You met a guy at the retirement home that you work at, and he wasn't an elderly gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He was of the young variety.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
His name, I think it's Bruce.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. So he called you.
He emailed us, told us about your date, told us that you've been ghosting him for like a week and a half. And then we talked to him on the phone and learned a little more. And he's wondering what he did because he really liked you.
At this point, he's taken every avenue. So I'll just put it all out there. I'm not necessarily ghosting him. He spent the entire date wishing his grandma was a ghost so he could have her inheritance. And I personally did not appreciate that at all. Like, all of our residents are like second sets of grandparents to me. Like, I love our residents so much. Like, I work at the retirement home that his grandma's at. I'm sure he's told you everything. And
so he's staying close with his grandma so he can get her inheritance.
He legitimately was saying that, like, he just can't wait for her to die.
What?
Who says that? That is so
horrifying to me.
Insanely sad.
He used those exact words?
Yes, and she is the sweetest woman. And the thing is like, he just seems like such a snake because he's there a lot. He takes her out and stuff. And so I always thought, like, wow, like, he really, like, must be a good catch. Like, what a loving person.
That's
caring
what I was
person.
Thinking.
Like, we have a lot of residents who just, like, sit there alone, you know, and like, she has company and she lights up every time he walks in the door. I'm like, he's only doing it because he's like money hungry.
Okay. And question for you guys, everybody, including you. I know we just met, but I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So he's spending time with his grandma to get the inheritance. So is it a bad thing though? Cause at least he's spending time with her.
I mean, they say, like, what you don't know won't hurt you, but the truth is I know and it hurt me. So I don't want to date somebody like that because I truly and honestly care about my residents and I care about my family. And like, I'm in my mid-20s. I'm thinking, you know, future, like when I date somebody, I want to like not waste time. I want to see, you know, if things are going to lead to somewhere. And he clearly is not a family man. Like, mm-hmm. personally, I'm just not into him anymore. And it stinks because otherwise he really seemed like a good guy, but I've been wrong before and I guess I was wrong again.
Well, yeah. And the difference with him is it sounds like if he's comfortable saying that out loud, he's obviously a psycho. Like, no one normal says that out loud. Yeah, right. You might think it.
Exactly.
But you might be like, man, I'm going to get so much money.
Yeah.
But
and to say it to you is like really weird.
Because you work there and on a date.
Right.
Plus, he takes his grandma out to that same restaurant. So I'm like, okay, if you are taking her here and you want her dead so you can benefit from it, what are you using me for?
Yeah.
You know, like, I just felt like, if that's how you're wired, then there's, like, no true altruism here. Like, there's something up. Like, you want something from me. Like, I don't know. He just seems like a snake at this point, and I'm just not interested in his trouser snake at this juncture. So he can just stop texting me. at any point now. Okay. That'd be great, actually.
Well, wow.
Yeah, let's just tell him to stop texting you then, because actually, right, Nadine, he's on the phone listening.
What? Like, he's on the line right now?
Yeah.
Bruce? I cannot with this person. Oh, my God.
Bruce, say hi to Nadine. Nadine, say hi to Bruce.
Hi, Nadine. Wow, this is way more awkward than I ever thought it was going to be. Those were just jokes. I just made a joke about it. And I guess I was nervous, it was poorly timed and stuff like that. Like, I said the thing about the inheritance, like, when we got the bill, because it was just higher than I thought it was going to be, because I eat there all the time. Just weird things like that. I was just joking. But, yeah, I just see how it comes across as awful.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you said it more than once. And, like, the way you're framing it right now is, like, okay, like, if you said it when the bill came, like, I can take a joke. I would laugh at that. I would think that's, like, probably, you know, just in jest. But, no, you definitely said it multiple times. You literally were talking about how you hate going there. You hate wasting your time. I'm the only reason you even want to come around. Like, don't start with this. Honestly, like, don't try to, like, backpedal just because you're on the radio. You did this to yourself. You need to take your medicine, just like all the folks at the retirement home need to take theirs. So it is what it is. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work out. I'll be polite and professional when I see you at the center, but, like, that's really it.
So you swear he wasn't joking, and Bruce, you swear you were joking.
I mean, like, she doesn't even have, like, a good sense of humor, obviously. So it's like, I don't want to date somebody like that, you know?
Oh,
Bruce.
Wow. Okay. Maybe you're just not funny. So there's that. I think I have plenty of a sense of humor. I burned you multiple times in this call, sir. So I'm really not in your backpedaling.
Well, I do have to ask a question, even though I'm going to take a wild guess and say that you guys don't want to go out again. But Nadine, would you like to go on another date with Bruce? We will pay for it.
That's going to be a no from me, dog. But you can go ahead and give him the money, because clearly that's all he's interested in.
The Jubal Show on demand.